The bird count in the Aleutians was also aided by mild weather. Winter is running late in Unalaska this year, and that was good news for those helping with the annual count last Saturday. As KUCB's Annie Ropeek reports, such mild weather meant the counters were able to tally the island's birds in places they usually can't get to.
In 22 consecutive years of the Winter Bird Survey, organizer Susie Goldoff says there's never been so little snow on the ground on a count day.
We've never had a count where we could send counters over the back pass, over the Summer Bay Overland Drive, so that was kind of fun. Of course, there's not a whole lot up there. Most of our birds are right along the coast, but it was fun to have a team go up and over, and they were the only folks that got rock ptarmigan because the ptarmigan were all kind of up high.
27 adults and 8 kids divided into teams all around on Alaska. They counted birds across 44 miles of ground on the count day. The teams counted 8,076 birds of 38 different species. The highest number of species they've seen was 51 in 2009. But Goldoff says this year's count was fairly standard, though it included a new record for one of her favorite birds.
It did make me smile to see so many song sparrows this year. I'm pretty partial to those song sparrows, and it was a high count this year. I don't think we've ever had 44 on a count, and it could be that we just got people farther afield this year. I don't know exactly why, but it was sure nice to see.
Other highlights, she says they only saw about 200 long-tailed ducks on the count day, but she says she saw at least 1,000 at the Spit Dock on New Year's Day. Goldoff also says this year's calmer, warmer weather means there weren't many rare birds to count. In other years, storms and blizzards have brought unusual birds in from sea. But she says she was pleased with the turnout this year, both of birds and bird counters.
Some years I have to really beat the bushes to get my sections covered, you know. But this year we had a good group of counters, and of course the weather was good, so I think people stayed out and, you know, got a good look at their areas and enjoyed themselves for once.
Unalaska's count will go into the National Audubon Society's database, along with many others in Alaska and around the country. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.